Hey there, you guys. So this is Impact Episode 9, and I had to stop what I was doing today just to make this episode because I am blown away about the government shutdown and how it's affecting people's lives. I was on Twitter and I was reading some of these hashtag shutdown stories, and it's just heartbreaking that this can be going on right now at Christmas. It's 2 days away. Lila Johnson, 71, has worked as a cleaner at State Department for 2 decades, sweeping floors, scrubbing bathrooms. Now she's worried about making her rent, her car, her life insurance payments. People need their money, she says. It's Christmas time. What are you thinking? Another one came in from Taylor, whose husband is a park ranger. She said, my husband is a park ranger in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, and he had to sign his furlough papers. We have a 4-year-old and a 4-month-old baby, and we don't know when his next paycheck will come in. The mortgage is due, and Christmas is 2 days away. That one went viral. I know the feeling, someone else said. I work for Glen Canyon NRA. I signed my furlough papers Wednesday. It's going to be a really rough Christmas and New Year's, and I don't know what's ahead. Another person said they were traveling back from New Jersey and Austin on Sunday. From a Christmas celebration with relatives, there was an epic accident at the pickup area in the Newark airport. The traffic was unbelievable, and it was so dangerous because there was a shortage of Port Authority police. It was just awful. When is this going to change? A TSA friend who lives paycheck to paycheck, a family of three, depends on him. He's spending his holidays without any pay. During the previous shutdown and this one, as a consultant contractor who does not get PTO, every day I am off is a loss. I will never be repaid. Like me, there are many medical professional contractors who have jobs impacted by this. We are not non-essential personnel. That was from Dr. Nikki. There's so many of these, and I am absolutely floored that at Christmas time this can be going on and that Donald Trump would actually make it happen. How could he not think that his own people's lives were more important than a wall? This is questioning everything that we know about the presidency, and I have to talk about it because this is people. These are people in the U.S. that are not going to know if they're going to be able to keep their homes after Christmas time. Grace Frank said, we were relying on that paycheck to pay the car payment because I was too sick to work most of the months. Now, due to Mr. President, the shutdown story is, I don't think we will be able to keep our car. We had a baby 2 months ago. This is little Sarah. I had been on unpaid leave since then. My husband works with USFS and a primary earner in our family. Without his income, I don't know what we will do. We have enough to save to cover the mortgage in January, but beyond that, I don't know. Most Americans don't. Most Americans live paycheck to paycheck. I mean, let's just get it straight. The country runs on credit, and so many people rely on every single paycheck. And when you're working that hard, you don't ever think that it's going to disappear in like 2 days before Christmas. There's story after story, and I want you guys to go and look at the stories, the shutdown stories, and really think about what's going on in our country. I watched the news the other day and it said that the stock market crashed well below what one of the worst recessions in the world equaled. That's really scary. Very, very scary. Another person in the story said, my wife loses the holiday POTUS gave federal employees today and possibly another day off she may take in December, on top of the money she would have made during the shutdowns if POTUS doesn't sign the retro payment bill. This is all going to ruin Christmas, and we didn't see it coming. So many stories. Thanks for listening, you guys. I would love to hear your impact, if this is impacting you, I would love to hear what it is that you think should be done about this. And if you want to check out the stories, go to shutdownstories, hashtag on Twitter. This is Jacqueline Jacks for Impact. Have a wonderful Christmas, and my blessings go out to the people who have been affected by this. I know that it will eventually affect everyone because we all use these services and we all rely on these employees to keep us safe in the U.S. I also want to send love out to the people who were hit by that tsunami. It is such a terrible time, and I was so blown away watching that tsunami take over that stage and just wipe out so many people without any notice. It's very, very sad to see the volcano go. I'm just catching up with my stories on Twitter now, and I'm actually overwhelmed because this is such a good Christmas for me, and I am brokenhearted that it's not a good Christmas for everyone out there. So stay strong. I'm thinking of you, and I'm wishing you such great strength. All I can say is that anytime I've been through something that was a real struggle or a real hurdle and I didn't know how I was going to see myself out of it, I just stuck with it. I had faith and I did everything I could to plan for a future. Sometimes something that goes wrong can make right by something that will come out of it. So hopefully that will happen to these people too.